You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ann Thompson. A couple of local frog species are able to freeze their bodies during the winter and thaw out in the spring. How do they do it, and can this ability transfer to humans? Here's Focus on Technology. Wood frogs are in a frozen hibernation now, but when active, they sound like this. A few weeks ago, warm temperatures woke them up for Mount St. Joseph University biology professor Clara Du-Amaral. While they were awake, she collected a half dozen. The frogs are back to sleeping now in her lab's incubator. Wood and tree frogs have this unique freezing ability.
These types of frogs in particular, they overwinter in places that where they are fairly exposed to low temperatures of the environment. And so physiologically speaking, they're able to survive those low temperatures by having mechanisms that allow them to survive freezing of their body fluids.
Du-Amaral says the amphibians are 70% to 80% water, and about two-thirds of their body water will freeze solid.
So these animals are freeze tolerant, but you cannot put them in liquid nitrogen or dry ice. That's way too cold. So they can survive in Celsius, like -5 Celsius.
That's about 23 degrees Fahrenheit. Even though the temperature might fall below that, the soil temperature is warmer. Also, Alaskan frogs can weather colder temperatures. How do they do this? Du-Amaral and collaborators from the University of Dayton and Wright State discovered tree frogs accumulate chemicals in their blood called cryoprotectants.
And so these chemicals kind of work like an antifreeze, so they help to protect a frog from the ice that forms in the animal. So ice still forms, but it's basically less damaging because of these cryoprotectants. And so normally frogs have one or two different cryoprotectants. So one common one is glucose, which is basically the blood sugar of humans and of frogs too. But these frogs that we are studying, the tree frogs, we found that they actually have three different cryoprotectants. So glucose, and then urea, which is basically a waste product, and then also glycerol, which is basically a sugar alcohol.
Human sperm and egg preservation also use cryoprotectants. Du-Amaral is also looking at the frog's DNA to understand how it responds to low temperatures by turning genes off and on. At Mount St. Joe, she tries to recreate the outside environment.
So some of my work includes collecting these animals in the field and then bringing them to the lab and subjecting them to freezing experiments that are similar to what they would encounter in their natural environment. And then I see how their bodies respond in terms of survival, like how quickly they recover or how slowly. And then I also look at some blood parameters and how certain organs respond, like the liver or the heart.
To humans, adapting these antifreeze-like cryoprotectants could mean a longer shelf life for organs. These human organs don't last very long outside the body. For a heart, it's 6 hours max, and for a liver or pancreas, it's 12.
Okay, here's a whole frog that can survive being completely frozen. Can we take this information and apply it to a human heart or a human liver? And so instead of us having human organs that are so short-lived when you're transplanting them, can we have a strategy that is based on what these animals naturally do and have, you know, basically a freezer full of hearts that you can just thaw when needed and put it in a person that actually needs them?
Du-Amaral will stick to studying frogs, but other researchers are working to extend the life of human organs using information they've learned from scientists like Du-Amaral. They're using a variety of methods, including a glass-like substance. A California company is using helium to preserve organs and says it will be ready for human trials next year. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.